Hi, this is Space Kate. I'm here on the Isle of Man for the Google Lunar XPRIZE Summit, and with me is Julian Ranger, who is one of the investors in a team who are competing in the XPRIZE. Do you want to tell me a bit about the team and why you decided to invest?
Yes, the team is Astrobotic, based out of Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh in the US, although I'm based in the UK. So I happen to be a UK person investing in them. I knew some of the leaders of the team, and also the chap who's the CEO of the team, William Red Whittaker, is very famous actually for his wheeled vehicles, autonomous wheeled vehicles on the land. And for example, he won the DARPA Urban Challenge in 2007. So they've got a really good technical background, and actually have cracked most of the technical aspects of the bid. So now it's just trying to raise the remaining funds to get the rocket, and then we're there.
So the prize for the team that actually wins this challenge is $20 million. How much money is it actually going to take you to get to a stage where you would be in a position to actually win it?
The amount is between $25 and $50 million, depending upon rocket costs and a few other things. But our actual return is vastly in excess of just the $20 million, plus there's some prizes if you last the lunar night, if you go 5 kilometers versus 500 meters. We expect to do all of those things. But we will look to earn revenue from film rights. We're going to do what we call the Tranquility Trek. We're going to land in Tranquility Bay and go past where Apollo 11 landed. So there'll be some quite good film rights that. We've got competitions we're going to run for children, so we'll run a web competition to manage a simulated rover, and whoever wins that will then be able to control our rover. So a child will be able to control our rover on the moon, so I think that's pretty amazing.
That's really very cool. Hang on, what's the age range?
Can I
be a child?
You
could
be. I'm not sure. I think it will be. You'll be on the child level. I'd love to do it myself, actually. In fact, one of the conditions of my investment was I'm in the control room when we land. That was one of my conditions. I'll have that on the record, because I'm a child like that. Another one we're doing is we're having an art competition, and whoever wins the art competition, we will draw their picture in the moon's surface with our wheels. So there's a few innovative things we're doing. There's a few, shouldn't say crazy because that would be unfair, but there's a thing called cremains. You may not understand cremated remains. People like to have their remains sent into space, and we'll be looking to contract to take some of their remains up to the moon as well. And then, of course, there is the classic, people are actually interested in the data, and that's really why we're doing this.
Are there not rules against that? I mean, like, isn't there the kind of planetary protection rules about, I mean, like, if you're sending something to Mars, then you've got to be very careful about not contaminating the surface, so surely you can't just go sprinkling people's ashes on the moon?
It's a very interesting question. I'll pass and have to check on that. I'm sure that's been discovered, probably in containers. I'm not 100% sure, but not that I don't think anything lives on the moon, as far as we're aware, but... then there's the classic data sales and stuff. People, we want to use the moon both for resources and presumably as a staging post going on for humanity out into the stars. We need to know what the surface is like. We do need to know, for example, how things degrade over time. So going past the Apollo 11 landing site's a good thing because we can see what's happened there. We've got all sorts of missions planned for after our first success. I think one of the ones that I find most interesting is the Lava Tube Explorer. Now, a lava tube is where you've actually got lava flows which happen before the lava's run out, leaving, if you like, a cave system. And we want to try and find some of those, because if we can find those, they'll be perfect for habitation, because you've got a lot of cosmic rays and the rock above will stop that. So there's a whole series of things we need to do which will make this a profitable venture. And in fact, our profit margin can be quite significant even on the first mission, provided we get there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you're in it from a business perspective, so you obviously believe that your team have got a good chance of earning you a bit of money.
Yes, I mean, I've invested. It's a high-risk investment, if you like. When I did it, I think it's a lot less risky now. But it is an investment. Yes, I love the moon. I love space ever since I was a child. So there's a predisposition to be interested. But no, this is an investment. I'll be very clear. For my business, I intend to get a return on this investment. I think I will.
Thank you very much.
So what about that question